الهواء والنسيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجمين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, once again, I cannot thank the Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for giving us this opportunity to sit down and discuss His words, the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hablullah al-Mateen, the strong rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that is connected between us and the Lord Allah. As a matter of fact, in some of the hadiths, it is saying that one of them, referring to the Holy Quran, is heavier than the other. Remember in the last session I said Kitab Allah wa Itrati, two things we should hold on to. One of them is heavier than the other. And this is the Holy Quran. We have discussed the word Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started with the Bismillah, and inshaAllah ta'ala, let's see today how much we can continue. Bismillah means I seek assistance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of times we may have a fear of something. A lot of times we would like to begin something. A lot of times we would like to have that feeling that, well, I want to do this and I want it to be blessed. A lot of times we want to show that we are in a state of heed, tawajjuh, rather than heedlessness. So we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and it is greatly recommended. The hadith said any job that started without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim فَهُوَ أَبْتَرْ means that it will not be continued. So the beauty of this sentence, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is that when you want to do something and you start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it'll continue, it'll finish. And it may give you another job. Because if it finished, you know, you have another job and you finish it. So people then get used to you, that you're the one that you take a job and you finish it. You do it well, you do it right, you finish it. So we will begin it with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And it is recommended that anything that we do, we should begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It has that blessing of making that job blessed and finished. If you want to drink water, it is recommended to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you would like to eat, it is recommended to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you want to drive a car to go to a certain place, it is recommended to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You would like to study, if you would like to build something, create something, establish something, write something, read something, and so forth, it is all recommended to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And it says that the word Ilah, as we said, is the one that others seek strength from. The word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that puzzling existence. And the word ilah, this means when you're afraid of something and you go to that strong being and you feel that strength and tranquility. You feel that peace by being with that. So that's how the word ilah come into the picture. We discussed the ism, we discussed Allah, and then ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is one of the words that is inclusive. Matter of fact, both of the words ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim, they're originated from the same Arabic word that is called ar-Rahma. Rahima, Yarham, رحمه رحيم. Ya subhanallah, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave two of the most beautiful characteristics to himself. Mind you, sometimes we have to think the opposite. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for instance, called himself in the name of Allah, the tyrant, the powerful, the revenge taker, al-muntaqim, and so forth. But he didn't. He said, ar-Rahma. What is this ar-Rahma? Now, first of all, I think that the word ar-Rahman is one of these inclusive words. Because if a person had rahma, compassion in his heart, you see that person will seek to help you. The person did not have rahma in his heart, he may not help you, right? If a person has rahma in his heart, he's capable of loving others, right? If a person has mercy in his heart, you will see that he's kind. You'll see that he is generous. He is giving because he feels that mercy toward another person. So it will be a drive to do that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all of these and a lot more. He is loving, he is caring, he is giving, he is sustenance giver, and so forth. So therefore the word Ar-Rahman is said, he is Ar-Rahman, he is compassionate by spreading the sustenance. So he gives sustenance to everyone. And you know, subhanAllah, look around you, see how many people are completely heedless of the state of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They get up in the morning, they go to work, they don't even wash, they don't even make a wudu, you know, or pray. They just get up. Or maybe let's say they wash their face and immediately to work. And they work their 8-9 hours, whatever. And they come home, they eat, maybe they play a little bit, they sleep, and that's it. The day is gone. And they get up in the morning and 24 hours is gone without a single moment devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not neglect them because He is merciful, Ar-Rahman. A single second. He sends them their 3 meals or 4 meals. He sends them that hug that they need. He sends them that love that they need. He sends them that moments of enjoying companionship with each other, with their loved ones, with the companions and so forth. Without, Allah doesn't neglect that. You see, He is Ar-Rahman. But we don't. We not only that, but also a lot of times we may even be angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be upset with Allah as soon as we get hit by the slightest tragedy, trouble, call it, don't call it tragedy, that's it. We hate Allah, astaghfirullah. We don't like Allah anymore. He caused us this kind of a grief. Why me? Although Allah doesn't harm anyone. It is me who's causing this kind of a trouble to himself. Let me say a little story. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Quickly I say that. One of them means that he is Ar-Rahman to everyone. Ar-Rahim to a specific amount of people. But speaking of Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, he said that one of our prophets, peace be upon him and our prophet and his progeny, one day he asked Allah, And if I'm not mistaken, this story relates to Prophet Yaqub, Yusuf bin Yaqub, peace be upon him. It says that one day he sat down, and after 15 years of fasting and praying and crying, he raised his hand. He said, "Lord, I'm really sorry. I really would like to get to the bottom of this. What did I do wrong that I deserve to have this kind of problem, tragedy in my life, that I lose my most beloved son, the one that is so close to my heart, the one that I loved so much, and now some stories say 30 years and I did not see him." This is a heart issue. Al-Furaq, you know, distance, it becomes very harsh for a person. And an angel came explaining to Yaqub, Jacob, peace be upon him, by saying, "At such and such day, you were the host inviting other people to the house, and you were giving them food. A poor man came and knocked on the door, and you heard him, and you did not go give him food. The second time he knocked, saying, 'O people of the house, I am hungry.' You heard him the second time, and you did not go and care and give him food. So the man left hungry, slept hungry, woke up in the morning hungry." That's a tough time. So he said, "Okay, therefore, Ya Allah, I'm going to vow from now on never to eat the food alone. I always go find a poor person in order to feed him with me." So, and he made that vow morning, noon, and night. Whenever he was eating, he was looking around, calling people. Whoever is hungry, somebody was coming in, sitting down with him, and they were eating. One day there was not a poor man. Yes, subhanAllah. "Lord, I need a poor person. I need to eat. I'm hungry." Nobody came. So he took the food. He started going in the market, looking for a poor person. Here, there, finally from a distance at a certain corner, he saw somebody sitting down like a poor. He went there and said, "Are you hungry?" He said, "Boy, am I hungry." "So, very good. Come on, I have good food. Let's eat together." He put the sufra, or the paper cloth, right in front of him. And he said, "Eat bismillah." You know, as we say, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He said, "I do not say bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm not going to say that." Yaqub looked at him. He said, "Man, Allah sent you me. Put the food right in front of you. All of this nice cooked food. Right in front of you. Usually people come to the house and there it is now in front of you. And now all what I'm asking is to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So I don't care. I don't want to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just want to eat." 5 fingers into the food. He asked him again. He didn't. He said, "I'm not going to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim." "So you're not going to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim?" He said, "No." He said, "Okay." He closed the cloth, took the food, and walked off. As he was walking off, an angel came to Yaqub, Jacob, peace be upon him. Said, "Yaqub?" Said, "Yes." Said, "How old do you think the man was?" He said, "Well, he looked like 60-ish, let's say, about late 50s, beginning 60s, for instance." He said, "He was 60 years old." He said, "Yes." I said, "Did you see that he was weak or bone or, sick?" He said, "No. He looked healthy, strong." And he said, "He did not believe in Allah, did he?" He he did not want to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He said, no, he did not want to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He said, well, if he did not want to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which means that he did not believe into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his mercy, is sending him his meal 3 times a day. Couldn't you tolerate him for one meal? He thought about it. Turn around, went back. Ar-Rahman. See how beautiful Allah is with us. Which, maybe I should put this word in there. If this is our emblem, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And this is our word that probably we repeated in a daily basis thousands of times. Anything that we do, we want to stand up, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We want to sit down, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We want to hold on to a pen, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We want to hold on to a piece of something, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We want to ride a car, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Get up, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In a prayer, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim many, many times. How come people accuse us of being the religion of non-mercy? Isn't that something? Every day we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and now we've been accused. If someone is merciful, he's peaceful, right? He's loving, he's caring. He's Rahman, he's Rahim. But people accuse us of being tyrants, and killers and murderers and terrorists. Yes, subhanAllah. When they say Islam is the religion of terrorism, how wrong can they be? This is our faith. We're proud of it. This is our Allah. As He loves us, I hope that we can love Him as He loves us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His Prophet, Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, I did not send you, wa ma arsalnaka, illa, adat hasr, illa rahmatan lil alamin. And I did not send you but as a mercy to the world, but as a peace to the world. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.